Welcome from God's Acre to our Monday morning message, a podcast of the Congregational Church of New Canaan, offered by the Reverend Dr. Stephen Chapin Garner.
So this is an absolutely heartbreaking story in the book of Exodus. Moses is on the mountain receiving the law from the Lord, and the people are down at the base of the mountain breaking the law. And we read this in chapter 20 of Exodus. God gives this command, "You shall not make for yourself an idol, whether it is in the form of anything that is in heaven above, or that is on the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth." And then at the same time in chapter 32, it says, "Aaron took gold from the people, formed it in a mold, cast an image of the calf, and they said, 'These are your gods, O Israel, who brought you up out of the land of Egypt.'" So, as best I can figure, the Israelites must have gotten off on a technicality. So, as I said, Moses was up on Mount Sinai conversing with God, while the Israelites were really lamenting being left alone and worried. God was on the mountain with fire and smoke, and Moses was not with them. At that time, though, God was giving Moses laws to live by, but at the same time, Aaron was left to manage people who feared that they were going to die in the desert, having fled from Egypt. We know that God said, "I am a jealous type, so don't make idols," while Aaron, in that moment, was fashioning a golden calf for the people to worship. I mean, only through Moses' intercession, if you follow out the story, only through Moses asking for forgiveness and pardon of the people were the Israelites saved from God's wrath, according to this story. So it's this painfully, painfully difficult story. As God is giving the law, the people were already breaking it. Their only defense, maybe the technicality, was they didn't know any better. Okay? Once they read the stone tablets, once Moses came down from the mountaintop, they understood their offense. Which is not to say that they behaved much better after that, nor do we. You know, we still make and worship idols in so many different forms. And an idol is anything that we put primary devotion in. So whether it's a job or an income we make or titles we seek, you know, we still make and worship idols, and God still does not appreciate it. You know, as I said, we worship wealth or success or beauty so much more. The question is, as the question was for the Israelites, when will we learn? So the question I'm hoping you will wrestle with a little bit is what idol do you need to grind into dust and be rid of? Because that's what Moses had Aaron do with the golden calf. What idol do you need? What thing do you worship that you need to grind into dust and be rid of? Let's pray. Lord, when it comes to the many things we worship, we can't claim that we don't know any better. The plain truth is that we just don't do any better. We know your laws. We know your requests of us. We even know when we break your heart, but that doesn't always change our behavior all that much. So, Lord God, we ask again that you would forgive us, that you would remain with us, and that you would keep pointing us in a better direction. We pray all of this in Jesus' name. Amen.
To learn more about the Congregational Church of New Canaan and to connect with the messages and the ministries of our church, visit us at www.godsacre.org. God bless you, and have a wonderful week.